One man can change the world with a bullet in the right place.
Welcome back to the newest buddy cop movie, known as the New and Review Podcast. I am Max Fellis. Give it up for me, goddammit. I'm the young rookie that has just transferred to the force, and I've been paired up with the grizzly old detective.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Well, that, sir, is the BBR Bagman, captain of arms, man at arms, and my brother in arms. Sir, how are you?
Listen up, hairball. Getting too old for this shit.
Every day is his last day, ladies and gentlemen, and he's going to solve the case. Speaking of cases, he's making a case for a case, and that is the title of this wonderful discussion today, and I'm assuming it's got to do with cases.
Holy fluid transition, and like perfect segue. That was incredible.
As I always say, give it up for me, goddammit.
That was really good.
Sometimes they just flow, man, you know?
That was the smoothest shit you've ever done here.
All off the top of my tiny dome, ladies and gentlemen.
Cases. So let's break them down into three categories: hard cases, soft cases, and discrete cases.
Ooh.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay.
You all right. So a hard case, if you think like Pelican, they're best suited for travel, right? If you're going long distance, if you're going to fly with a firearm, if you're loading it into a truck where it's going to get bounced around in the back of the truck for several hours. Mm. This is where that kind of hard case makes sense. For normal day-to-day stuff and just running back and forth to the range, I don't like them because they're big and heavy. And yeah, they look cool in Instagram photos when you cut your pluck foam and perfectly lay out everything in the case. You're smirking. I can tell your OCD is already kicking in on how to lay out a perfect hard case.
I have a goal, and I'll get to it later. Go ahead. I have a vision. Max has a vision. That's how all good ideas start.
For a full-blown mariachi case?
We all heard stories of a guitar case full of guns.
All right, well, if we're going to just get right to it, yes. And I've been pricing out guitar cases because in my tinkering mind, I figure I could do that. Sure, get a nice hard shell quality actual guitar case. The only issue would be like good locking. You know, I know they make them specifically for firearms, and that's cool and all, but I'd rather just use a real guitar case, you know, given my past history as a musician. So
it would be easy for you to say.
Well, yeah. I mean, literally, it's just cutting foam, like you said. What is that foam called? Fuck it all? What is it called?
Pluck foam.
Same thing.
Pluck foam. So the stuff I'm thinking of is like pre-cut squares. Yeah. And then you can just pick each piece out and you kind of, it ends up not looking real good. What you should get, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's one of the things Dan Ingram used to use over at
EVA NJ foam.
Consumer Furniture. Is that what it is?
EVA but foam.
So what I'm thinking is it's a really dense foam. Mm-hmm. And it's what I have in a couple of pieces of the concealment furniture. And the stuff he used to get was like black and then white in the middle, like 2 inches thick, and then another layer of black on the back, if I remember right. And that was, you really had to have a good sharp knife to cut that.
Or a soldering iron, which is how I've seen people use it.
Yeah.
You get the blade tip, that heat just cuts it through like butter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'd like to do that. It's just a matter of the locking is the only hurdle to jump. Excuse me, it's so unprofessional. So, yeah, back to cases.
So, yeah, the hard case, it has its place for, like, the highest level of protection. I would recommend if you're going to fly with it, make sure it has a valve on it because the pressure changes can cause pressure inside the case to like burp like Tupperware, and then it can be really difficult to open. So some of them include a pressure release valve.
Oh shit.
And that can make it easier to, like, you twist that little knob, lets the pressure equalize, and then you can open the case easier.
Oh, you would open it. Oh, gotcha. Okay, because I was thinking it was automatic. So somewhere mid-flight, you know, something nice. Depressurizing, and it just happens to be tagged as a firearm case to really fuck with people.
Yeah, that would be terrifying. Yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't have an extra stop upon landing.
No.
Nobody at TSA is going to want to talk to you about that.
There would be no dog sniffing your crotch or carry on luggage at the airport. Yeah, it also, like, the hard shell case, for those people who have the luxury of, like, having outdoor ranges and they're staging out of the back of a bed of a truck or SUV, like, that's really great case scenario. But the opposite, I would say that I was on the opposite spectrum of that, dealing with a small indoor range here in New Jersey.
Right.
Like, the counter space is very limited, you know, so I have the soft shell case, which I guess is not soft shell, like it's more like a gig bag if you're a musician. It's one of those, you know, nylon or high quality material kind of thingy. And luckily, there's, like, hooks at every stall, and I just hang it there, and I just work out of that. So my foot area is not compromised. I can just pull a box of M out, put it on the counter, have my little mat. So that really works out for me. And I like pockets and storage capabilities, so that's how I like
it. Yeah, so the one you have is it's one that a lot of manufacturers make that type, right? Where it's a double rifle case or a single rifle case. And then it's got a bunch of pockets on the outside for ear protection and ammo and magazines and whatever other stuff. And then you've got a larger pocket between the outer pockets and the inner pocket that'll hold handguns and things like that. So I like those. I do quite a bit of those. The ones that I find are most affordable and generally good quality. Condor and Mission First Tactical came out with theirs a couple years ago and have done really well with it. Roughly priced the same. There's other companies that make them that aren't as good that look the same. So it can be one of those things where you look at it online, you're like, well, this one's $50 and this one's $100. I'm going to get the $50 one. And then the $50 one is going to fall apart because it's, even though it looks the same in the pictures on Amazon, the quality is very different. The stitching is different. The materials are different. Stuff like that. So I believe the other company is Sentry, and they make a bunch of really nice nylon bags and are not terribly expensive. Yeah. So the other thing I would say with those cases is go a little bit bigger than you think you need, because if you've got, say, an AR with a 16-inch barrel, and then a couple months from now you buy something else that's a little bit bigger and it doesn't fit in the rifle case you bought that just barely fits your AR, and now you've got a bigger gun, now you got to buy a bigger case. So they usually come in like 36 and 42 inch. I always recommend people grab the 42 inch, even though it ends up being a little bit bigger than what you need for that first rifle. You'll be glad you did when you get the second or third. The other thing is, just because it all fits in that case doesn't mean it all needs to go in that case. They're nice because they have backpack straps. But if you make that case weigh 300 pounds because you load it up with everything in your firearms collection and every sundry piece of gear, that can become problematic too. So don't overload your case. Along the same lines, pistol cases. So a smaller case that's designed just to fit your pistol and a couple of magazines, I think, is a good option. For the handgun, try to go with something minimalist. Like, you're going to look at the pistol case and you go, this isn't enough for everything I need at a range. That's correct, because it's just meant to hold the handgun. And that way, that case can go into your larger range bag or be carried next to your range bag, and you're not trying to cram everything in there that doesn't need to go in there. Again, the one I is kind of my go-to is from Mission First Tactical right now. And theirs holds two pistols, and there's an outer pocket with loops in it for magazines to kind of keep everything together and nice. The other nice thing is they use a really thick padding. So one of the things I do if I'm showing these to people or I'm at a gun show or whatever, is I have one of the really cheap, like $10 cases that's absolute crap. And I show people that and then show them the MFT case and how much thicker the foam is. And they figure out pretty quickly, like, yeah, I'd rather spend $30 and get this nice case than $10 and get the flimsy piece of crap. But there's a lot of companies out there that sell that cheap stuff because it's cheap and that's what people want.
Also, too, it looks the same. And I've even seen people steal the same picture for like Amazon. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you may see a picture of the high quality product stolen right off the Mission First Tactical, you know, website, but mm-hmm. you get the Wish version when it's mailed out from the Amazon factory. So be mindful of that, folks. Always look at the reviews, and more importantly, reviews that have pictures attached to them, because usually that'll be like, the zippers fell apart 2 weeks after I bought it, or
yeah,
I overweighted it and the stitching's come apart, and you'll see like where that's coming from.
And you see the actual product people receive, not just the fancy stock photos that they used to advertise it. The other thing you could do is, go to a more reputable dealer than Amazon or Wish or Alibaba or whatever.
We have to have Angelo on. And I know you're listening, Angelo. I want to discuss the Wish gun. And I want to discuss this on air. I'm putting it out into the universe now because we keep making references to Wish, and he's got a story to tell, ladies and gentlemen, that the people need to hear.
Maybe that can be episode 26.
Yes. We're shining the bad signal for you, Angelo. Come join us.
So the next piece after that, once you've got... So the hard case is, you know, extreme duty. Like, that's where you're really putting that gun in a tough environment that could damage it, and you really want to protect it. It's like a shipping crate. And I guess the other benefit to those is they're lockable. So if you don't have money for a safe and you want to get one of those and use that as like your heavy duty storage at home, that's a good in between. Yeah. If somebody breaks in, they could just leave with that whole thing. But if your primary concern is restricting access from people in your home, that's a fairly reliable option. Zippered cases, they say they're lockable, but if you understand how a zipper works, you can break into a zipper with a pen.
Actually, you could also break into a fabric bag with a simple knife, because it's just
a fabric bag.
Nothing stabbed. Well,
what I'm saying is you can get into it, open it, remove items from it, close it, and have it look like nothing was ever taken from it. Like, you don't have to destroy it to get into it. So... as far as like security, soft cases are far lower on that tree than hard cases. And then discrete cases are our third category, and that kind of gets into your mariachi case. There's companies that are actually making those. I've seen a company that does a tennis racket case that'll fit like an AR pistol.
Really?
Yeah, that was pretty neat. There's another one out there. I'm trying to remember the name of the company, but it's got like a coffin shape to it.
Oh, okay.
If that makes sense. So it looks like a backpack. It looks kind of like a weird backpack, but it doesn't scream like, hey, this is a gun case right away, like most gun cases do. You know, there's some other ones, and like the less tactical shit you have on the outside, the less it tends to look like a firearms case. The less it's shaped like a gun, the less it looks like a firearms case. I really dig the guitar case concept. I've seen people that'll take smaller guns and put them in like tool bags, or they'll break it down and put it in like the hard sided DeWalt case.
Yeah.
Again, with that idea of like making it look like it's not a gun, making it look like it's something else.
Toss it in the garage, so that it just blends in with every other tool that you got.
Well, not necessarily that, but, you know, think about if you have like a light SUV and you've got it in the back and it's not covered, people can see it and go, oh, they don't feel threatened by it right away. Or a law enforcement officer sees it and doesn't think, holy shit, there's a gun.
Yeah.
And maybe you get the twitchy Barney Fife cop that's nervous about those things. You know, not all of them are. Some of them are like, yeah, all right, great, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them get real twitchy about stuff. And that can be a whole other conversation. But if you're looking to just have it not look like a gun, I think those are options. One of the ones I used, and I've got that Henry U.S. Survival. I have a tool bag that I bought from Harbor Freight that goes into pretty nicely if I'm taking that to the range.
That's the one that transforms into itself? The Henry mm-hmm. one? Yeah.
Yep, it all breaks down and stores in its own stock. Mm. So if I'm taking that to the range, yeah, I can throw that in there. You know, the magazines and the gun are all stored inside the stock. The stock fits in that soft-sided tool bag. I can throw in a box of ammo and a cleaning kit in there, and you know, ear pro, eye pro, I'm good. And it's a very small and portable package. So that's the other benefit to things like that. And if you've got a quote-unquote backpacker gun, something like that, or like the Marlin Papoose, or even a Ruger 10/22 takedown, like a lot of those will fit into a regular backpack, and then doesn't look like a firearms case at all. So, and I guess what got me thinking about this was, in Pennsylvania specifically, I've noticed a lot of people, and I'm not talking about a gun rack in a pickup truck. I'm talking about dude in a Honda Civic just takes his AR-15 with no case, no nothing, and throws it in the back, in the trunk of the car. This, to me, is a strange behavior. And I get if you're going to certain outdoor ranges where you're just backing the car up and pulling the gun out, it's not that big a deal. Mm-hmm. But my thought is, God forbid I'm stopped by the cops or, you know, make a stop somewhere, or I'm involved in an accident. I want that extra layer between prying eyes and my firearms.
Yeah. And also out of sight, safely stored. I mean, fear of an incident aside, you know, in interacting with another individual, you also do have it banging around in the back of your car. And even if it's not loaded, you know, you don't want your shit smashing up and down. God only, you know, you don't want to.
Sure. And I get that some people don't care about the finish, and they think, you know, it's a firearm, it's a tool. A hammer is a tool. I don't have a fancy case for my hammer. I'm not getting a fancy case for my rifle, but, or handgun, you know, whatever. And there's plenty of YouTube videos and stuff where you can see guys that are like, it's just a tool, get over it. And then he chucks his pistol against the fence and all this other shenanigans. I don't recommend those things. That's just my opinion.
You know, I agree, because the day I went to the range with you and Stu, I had my gun in the usual little bag, and somehow my front sight broke off of a 1911. Mm-hmm. Like, it seemed absolutely absurd. And I keep my things in, I would hope, good condition. You know, it's sitting inside a padded bag as I transport. It's not sliding around the bed of my Ford pickup, you know. And still I get there, mm-hmm. and this little tiny piece of great importance is now gone. Like, how the hell would that even happen? So take care of your shit, people. Like,
in that case, I mean, for you specifically, that was a manufacturer defect. Like, there was a problem with that sight that caused it to break off, and, you know, it was warranted and all that. But yeah, well, and the other thing is, God forbid something like that happens, if it's in a case, it's going to be a hell of a lot easier to find that part.
Very true. Very
then if it's just bouncing around in the trunk with your tools and your hostages and
the duct tape,
zip ties,
yeah,
the chloroform soaked rag.
Well, if you're searching around your trunk, let me know when you find a sponsor for this episode.
I've got two. How about that? How about two sponsors?
Duct tape and rope, I see.
No, let's go with Mission First Tactical. So you go to missionfirsttactical.com. You use coupon code BLACKBAG. You get 10% off. They've got a bunch of stuff, 50% off right now, that they are holiday pricing or whatever you want to look at it. So they've got a bunch of cool stuff that's got a huge discount on it. And then if you use that coupon code, you get an additional discount on top of the first discount. So there's your hit for missionfirsttactical.com. And the other one, our dear friends over at Stuff and Things, you go to stinc.com, and use coupon code NEWTOPEW, and you get a discount on everything in their website as well. So that's it for this episode. Be sure to check out the sponsors we mentioned earlier. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at new2pew@blackbagresources.com. You can check out the website, blackbagresources.com. And if you really want to go deep, you can check out the Black Bag Resources Network and become a part of the community. Thanks for listening.